This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, it's a brand new season. It's a brand new start to the year, and Charlie Hoffman is playing a home game this week at the Shriners Hospital for Children's Open. It's great to have Charlie Hoffman back on the Augusta Golf Show. Hey, Charlie.
How's it going, guys?
It's great. How are you?
Doing great.
They tell me you're Mr. Las Vegas. I don't know what that means. Do you have a pinky ring?
I don't. Hopefully that's not why I'm known as Mr. Las Vegas, right?
Well, you went to school in Vegas. Why'd you settle? Why'd you decide to live in Vegas?
You know, I came out here from San Diego. Great golf, unbelievable facilities and weather. So after going to college, I sort of fell in love, and also it's a little more affordable than San Diego right out of school. So I ended up staying here, honing my skills at the TPCs and other golf courses around town, and it just seemed to be a good fit for myself here in Las Vegas.
You know, like the folks in Orlando who live in Orlando who don't go to Disney World, when you live in Vegas, do you go to the Strip?
You know what? When friends are in town, we'll go down there. But there's some great restaurants. You'll end up going down having dinner at one of the restaurants a few times a year, which, because it got the best in the world, you've got to make it somewhere else. We'll say in New York City or L.A. before even the casinos give you a chance to open up shop. So you get the best of the best here in the city for the food. So I like a taste in that.
What's the biggest misconception about the people who live in Vegas? What's the biggest misconception about if you get to live there, you're always doing what?
You know, it's a great new town. I don't think there's obviously there's the gambling and the ladies and those sort of things. But I think when you get on the outskirts of town where TPC is in Summerlin, it's a beautiful new city, and everybody that lives here loves it.
You ever been tempted to buy a pinky ring?
I have not.
When's the last time you wore a suit?
My wife's sister's wedding right after the FedEx Cup.
Oh, man. We are talking with Charlie Hoffman here on the Augusta Golf Show. All right, you're starting your season. With this tournament, you have already spotted Sangmun Bay about 500 FedEx Cup points. Give me your expectations for this week.
You know, I took a solid month off right after Denver, and it was good. So I started playing golf the beginning of this week, so I was a little rusty, but things are coming rounded into form, and feels nice. Body feels good. It's nice to take some time off. It's definitely a short off season for these. I'm playing three out of the next, I think, five. And then I'm going to take some more time off. But I feel good, mentally feel good. Like where I'm at, hopefully get off to a hot start. Last year, this new season was very lucrative for me. I played good here, and I played good at Seattle, and played all right in Maricopa. So hopefully get that start again.
You know, you talked about taking some time off, Charlie. When a professional such as yourself takes time off and comes back, and it's a little rusty, as you said, is the rust always the same? I mean, when I come back after laying off, the rust shows up on different clubs. Are you always rusty the same way? Is it maybe the short game or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, everything. We hadn't swung golf club for a while, and usually your body's used to doing it every day, so you got to get those muscles activated again. Short game is always is what you got to keep on for the most part, day in and day out, if you want to be good on the PGA Tour. So that's what you need to refine that, and then just gain some confidence, seeing the shots you usually hit, and then you go from there. Everything's definitely coming into form.
Do you expect that to happen this week, or Charlie, are you kind of hoping that happens this week?
No, I expect good things. I mean, I've played this golf course since 95, since I was in college out here, so I hopefully have a little bit of advantage over some guys. The last few years, Kevin Na and Ryan Moore, two guys that live out here in Vegas, have won the event, and then obviously a great champion last year with Webb Simpson. So I'm thinking I've got a decent chance out here. I want to put this one on my resume. It's where I live, and I want to take this trophy home.
You mentioned your schedule over the next few weeks and this second year of the wraparound season, and a lot of pros look at these tournaments at this point of the year, early in the year, and want to take advantage of that. Is that what you hope to be doing? Is that maybe kind of a different mentality than the last few years?
Well, let's be honest here. I mean, there's a lot of great players playing this tournament, but not the best of the best. I mean, you don't have a Rory McIlroy, Adam Scott. I mean, obviously you got a few great players with Webb Simpson, Billy Horschel, and Grant Snedeker here. But when you eliminate some of those top-tier players, obviously that you have a lot better chance of making a top 10 and gain some valuable points for the rest of the year. So every week you're trying to get a step on everybody. But this is nice when those main guys, Phil and Tiger and Rory, aren't all here. So sometimes you can build some confidence and put some money in the bank.
It's a home game for you, as we mentioned. You live there. Is this distracting at all, or do you really, really like this week?
You know, it's definitely distracting. I had a big foundation event on Sunday night and Monday, and then I had some friends over last night, and it's like when the tournament starts, it's finally time to wind down, which is nice. Today's Pro-Am, going to get going, get the last look at the golf course, see how everything's going, and then sort of hunker down during the middle of the week and stay in and be pretty quiet.
You know, I'll admit to being somewhat surprised, Charlie, when I checked out your bio on PGAtour.com. Turning pro in 2000, this is going to be your 15th year as a professional. Has it flown by for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's 10th year on tour, 15th year professional. I mean, time flies. I mean, the funny thing is, we were out here on Monday, and there's 50 new faces coming around. So it's tough. I mean, new guys coming out wanting your job, that's for sure.
And they're all young, and they hit it a long way, don't they?
They definitely hit it further than I do.
God, what would Charlie Hoffman of 2014 tell that brash young Charlie Hoffman of 2000? What do you know now that you wish you knew then?
Just time management for more than anything is a lot better nowadays. I'm obviously married and with two kids, so the priorities are a little different than they were before. But I won my second year out, and then a couple years, and I haven't won for a few years. I guess I'd like to get that winning fire back from the younger one. So I need to get in that winner circle here soon, because I'm not getting any younger.
With that in mind, and how important a win would be at your age now, at 37, 38, do you still, when you win, do you treat yourself? Is there something you do, something you get, some shape, form, or fashion that you celebrate a victory?
Well, it's been so long, I don't remember. No, I think you. I mean, you definitely don't. You sort of, I wouldn't say you take them for granted right out of the bat. I won a couple times, and then now you know how special they are, and you expect to win every week, and unfortunately, you fail a lot more than you succeed.
Is it still fun?
Oh, I love golf. Golf's great, but I also love taking time off.
What do you do when you take time off? How do you get away from the game, besides not playing?
We got a wakeboard boat. We like to go wakeboarding. Last year, we took a trip up to Lake Powell in Utah, and then this last month, we were out in Mission Bay down in San Diego. I enjoy being on the water, soaking up some rays, hanging out with the family.
He is Charlie Hoffman, playing this week in Vegas. Charlie, thanks for taking the time to do this. Go play well. Go win something, would you?
Appreciate it, John.
Do me a favor. If you win, you'll buy a pinky ring.
I promise. That's one thing I won't do.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right.